Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, could have a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm. We'll have a high of about 78 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 53, 52 in Burlington, Milwaukee 56, also 56 degrees in Racine. In Milwaukee, a vigil is going to be held this evening for the victims of that mass shooting in Orlando. Mayor Tom Barrett and members of the LGBT Community Center will gather outside of City Hall for a brief program and a moment of silence at 7:30 tonight. Meanwhile, organizers of Milwaukee's Pride Fest increased security staffing, including metal detectors, for the added safety and peace of mind of all visitors. Last night in Madison, a large gathering, including Darla Lannert, hoping that understanding of the LGBT community will come of this tragedy. She says, "We love as everybody loves. We are who we are, parents, teachers, doctors, lawyers. We're human beings." Kenosha Unified has it, as do a number of other school districts in Wisconsin, a program called ALICE, Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. And now the Waterford Graded School District is joining that list. ALICE was developed in response to school shootings, bomb threats, and other catastrophic events, and provides new options based on analysis of past incidents that run counter to the normal policies and procedures. MyRacineCounty.com says the Waterford Graded School Board started looking into ALICE last November and later approved implementation. From that, lots of meetings have been held, including with parents, along with training sessions. An intense day-long staff session is planned for teacher in-service days in late August, prior to the start of the next school year. All related planning under the ALICE program is age-appropriate, and the training never stops. Well, more than 5,500 people are being sought help with the Wisconsin Problem Gambling Hotline in this past year. It's about the same as the year previous to that. That's according to Executive Director Rose Gruber. Says those who are fighting a gambling problem face a very difficult addiction.
If you've always spent $20 every time you go gambling, and all of a sudden this time you're taking $50, that's kind of the first sign that you're crossing that line. Also, a compulsive gambler they can't stop no matter what. So when they win, they go back to chase those wins, they want to win more. When they lose, they go back to chase their losses.
The toll-free number to call the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling is 1-800-GAMBLE-5. You can also go online, wy.problemgamblers.org. About 400 Kenosha County residents can expect to get a phone call from county health officials. They're going to be doing a little community health survey next week. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The survey will supplement a community health assessment conducted in 2014 by providing updated data and the ability to analyze trends over time. Kenosha County Health Officer Cynthia Johnson is encouraging residents to take part in the survey, which she says will be used by healthcare systems to improve the overall health of Kenosha County. The survey will take about 18 minutes to complete and will cover such areas as access to health care, tobacco and alcohol use, diet and physical activity, cancer prevention, heart health, immunizations, children's health, mental health, and chronic disease. Responses will remain anonymous. The results of the survey will be released later this year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
There was a boating mishap on Lake Winnebago in Fond du Lac County. It resulted in a 32-year-old man suffering a severely lacerated leg. It got caught up in the propeller of a boat, according to reports, less than a mile offshore. Man had jumped off the back of the boat to get onto an inflatable tube that the boat was pulling. As the throttle was engaged, the propeller spun and one of the man's legs got caught in the propeller. The extent of the injury is not known. The man, though, was bleeding heavily when the 911 call was made. Trial is scheduled to begin today in Fond du Lac for Kenosha truck driver Dennis Brantner, accused in the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck, coming up on 26 years ago next month. Beck left her home for a work-related seminar in Appleton. She pulled her van into a Fond du Lac mall to pick up a few items. The 18-year-old, though, never completed that trip. Her vehicle found a few days later, which led to a massive search. 5 weeks later, Beck's skeletal remains were discovered in a clump of tall weeds in rural Fond du Lac County in a ditch. The 62-year-old Brantner on trial for first-degree murder. 9 previously identified fingerprints on 5 objects found inside of Beck's van, matching Brantner according to the criminal complaint, and for which Brantner could not explain, but he maintains he is innocent. And Wisconsin's prison guards are pointing to flat paychecks as one of the problems with the Department of Corrections. New numbers reported by the Wisconsin State Journal show prison guards here are making 13% less over the last 7 years, while the same report has those paychecks less than guards make in other Midwest states, except for Indiana. Racine Unified School Board is holding a special meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. It's to take action on what the agenda simply lists as determined fiscal year 2017 budget priorities. Discussions with the superintendent and staff have been taking place up to this point. Recent past work session presentations touching on areas for the budget over the next few years. Budget Director Mark Duff has also informed the board about a month ago about an initial $5.2 million deficit that's been accounted for through various savings and other changes. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee will meet this evening at City Hall. That agenda includes consideration of bids for the continued takedown and removal of ash trees next year, with Corner Forest Products recommended for Johnson and Colonial Parks, a total of just under $35,000, Asplund's bid of $46,500 being recommended for Washington Park. There's a proposed ordinance amending the ambulance fees in the city, and there's a third try at the proposed school safety partnership between the police department and Racine Unified, for which liability concerns have led to a delay to this point. When it comes to road projects, every inch of property has to be accounted for, and sometimes that requires the governing municipality, minus any available state or federal dollars, having to make an acquisition, something for which the Racine Common Council has now given the Public Works Commissioner the authority to handle under the $10,000 mark.
Very often we have street reconstruction projects where we, the city, have to buy a little sliver of land, a little piece, something here or there, or get an easement over it, or something like that. These are situations where there's not state funding or things like that, okay? But because we have to acquire this, and it's, by the way, there's a state appraisal process, everything is consistent with state law or federal law.
City Attorney Scott Letney telling the Public Works Committee recently such acquisitions are infrequent but necessary, and while timing on a project can be important, there has simply not been a policy. Letney said that a policy for this mirrors other existing city policies, which includes his office settling claims for $10,000 or less. Common Council approved creation of the policy without discussion. Letney again telling the Alderman and committee it's not about eminent domain. We can expect more periods of some very hot weather this summer. You probably felt some of that over the weekend, Saturday especially, and it's coming back again. Steve Krebs directs the state DOT's Bureau of Technical Services. Drivers, he said, need to be prepared for the potential for pavement buckling during these times. It's already been reported in one part of the state with the heat over the weekend.
Summer's hot temperatures cause pavement to expand, and where there are expansion joints, the concrete slabs of the pavement push against each other. If that pressure gets high enough, the road pavement can buckle. This usually occurs most frequently during the first heat waves of the season. Later in the summer, road pavements tend to find equilibrium after several months of warm temperatures.
You got to watch your speed. You got to stay focused on what's ahead of you, according to Krebs. Be ready to move over, as required by state law for all roadside workers, including those highway repair crews. A longtime member of the State Government Accountability Board is hoping that the public is going to push lawmakers to pass legislation that will end political coordination between candidates and outside groups. Retired Judge Gerald Nichols says the state Supreme Court ruling has really damaged Wisconsin's campaign finance laws.
Because if you allow coordination other than, quote, express advocacy, you can coordinate for anything. You can do the mailings, you can do the get out the vote, and none of it is accountable in terms of expenses or who's giving the money.
Nichols says that the decision came out of the challenge to that investigation that targeted Governor Walker and conservative groups, and now he says only it invites pay to play in state politics. And to repeat that Hillary Clinton campaign rally with the president in Green Bay for Wednesday of this week, that has now been postponed because of the terror attack in Orlando. The Clinton campaign says it will, however, be rescheduled. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.